Success normally leads to longevity in the NBA. So it figures to reason, the more successful you are for the team that you're coaching and you're with, the likelihood is you're going to be coaching for a long time with that same franchise. And that looks to be the case now for Tom Thibodeau, who's coming up for an extension with the New York Knicks. And according to multiple reports, he's looking for a long-term extension. And Leon Rose may be looking to pay him a massive contract. We're going to break down exactly what Tom Thibodeau is looking for, what the deal in place could look like for Thibs, and if this is the right move for the New York Knicks to make going forward in the future. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Tom Thibodeau is seeking a new long-term contract with the New York Knicks. Not surprising at all, especially if you're Tom Thibodeau coming off of another winning season. It looks like, again, under Tom Thibodeau, the Knicks are headed to the playoffs. Ever since Tom Thibodeau has stepped up and stepped in as the Knicks head coach, almost each and every year, the Knicks have gone to the postseason. That is a success story if I've ever seen one for somebody being a head coach in New York and taking this Knicks team to the promised land, that land being the postseason. Now, obviously, you want to still have more success in the postseason. You don't want to get bounced down the first round or the second round. You want to go all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and maybe, if you're lucky, to the NBA Finals. And it looks like everybody who's on the New York Knicks coaching staff, who plays for the New York Knicks, and obviously the higher-ups and Leon Rose, maybe even Worldwide West and Gerson Rosa as his time, probably agree that Tom Thibodeau is the right man in charge for the job to coach this Knicks team into the future and help them become a championship contender. But with all of those things in mind, to keep Tom Thibodeau, you're likely going to have to pay this man. Because like I said at the beginning of the video, success equals longevity, but success also equals a massive new deal. And that's exactly what Tom Thibodeau might be seeking from the New York Knicks. Let's take a look at what he's looking for from the Knicks moving forward. Shout out to Bleacher Report and Sam Amick from The Athletic for giving us the following information. According to Bleacher Report, Tom Thibodeau hopes to secure a new contract during the 2024 NBA offseason. Amid another successful season for the New York Knicks, head coach Tom Thibodeau is looking to secure a contract extension soon. Per The Athletic Sam Amick, Thibodeau hopes to secure a long-term deal from the Knicks with the two sides intending to discuss the situation during the offseason. The two sides being Leon Rose and Tom Thibodeau, great friends, and obviously Tom Thibodeau and the reason he's the head coach for the New York Knicks is because of Leon Rose. So before anybody was even asking for a contract update or an extension or anything like that, I'm sure Tom Thibodeau and Leon Rose had this discussion a few months ago and decided that they were going to talk about this during the offseason after seeing what Tom Thibodeau does with this Knicks squad. Because let's not forget, postseason success is likely going to lead to that big payday as well too. And if he takes this Knicks team all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, Tom Thibodeau is absolutely going to get paid for the New York Knicks. Since being hired in July 2020, Thibodeau has overseen one of the most sustained periods of success for the franchise this century. The Knicks finished over .500 and made the playoffs in two of his first three seasons. They can clinch a winning record this season with one more victory, and they are on track to make the postseason yet again. I think we all have our concerns about Tom Thibodeau. For me, my main concern with Thibs is running his players into the ground, playing them heavy minutes, and not expanding his rotation even when we have depth. Those are some of my issues. Oh, and also, keeping the starters in when we're on a 20-point or 25-point lead. I understand no lead is safe because of the 3-point shot, but at some point in time, you got to look at the time remaining, the person you're playing, as well as the players they have on the floor, and then make a decision. Oftentimes, the other coach, after the Knicks have beat them down, are playing their reserve players, but the Knicks still playing their starters. I understand that. You want to win the game no matter what. But sometimes it's better to rest your players and have them fully healthy. They're doing that to some degree with some of the players that they have, trying to rest Isaiah Hartenstein as he gets back from that sore Achilles and other players as well too. However, It's not a recipe for success, in my opinion. He needs to change that, and I think that he will. One of the main reasons I think that is because throughout his tenure with the New York Knicks this time around, I think we've seen a very good Tom Thibodeau, a lot of change, and more things from Thibs that we thought we would never see. Now, maybe he's been forced to do it amid of injuries, of course. I can understand if you think that, but he doesn't have to try out anything. Sometimes in the past, he often wouldn't try out anything. He would shorten his rotation and play everybody extremely heavy minutes. Now, he's done a variation of that this time around, but he's also found some other key players in the process. Precious Achiuwa. We don't find him unless Tom Thibodeau plays him consistently 40 plus minutes. He did that when we were missing Julius Randle and the matchups favored it. When's the last time Tom Thibodeau talked about matchups? I always hear him talk about next man up mentality. We have enough players, yada, yada, yada. But playing things based off of matchup, that's something I've always wanted Tom Thibodeau to do. And this season, he's finally started to figure that out. One of the biggest testaments to him understanding it is seeing how he's been utilizing Miles McBride. We played Golden State, Steph Curry. They have a small backcourt. You need to stop those guys. Would you play Precious Achiuwa in that situation? Gives you more size? Or would you play Miles McBride? Takes away the size, but gives you a very tough defender. Thibodeau went with Miles McBride. The rest is history. And because of that, he's now going to that rotation time and time again. Thibodeau is adapting. He's changing. And it's one of the main reasons why I think he's going to earn another contract with the Knicks. But then when we're talking about another contract, the main question that comes up is cost. Right now, NBA coaches are getting paid top dollar, a lot of money, especially if you're a successful coach. So that begs the question, what is Tom Thibodeau's next contract with the Knicks going to look like? Well, I think the way to understand that is to look at the NBA coaches' contracts around the league right now, see who has the most money, and then take that into account when thinking about Tom Thibodeau and his new deal. In January, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reported that Eric Spoelstra signed an 8-year, $120 million deal with the Miami Heat. Steve Kerr's 2-year extension with the Golden State Warriors, signed in February, made him the highest paid coach by average annual salary, $17.5 million. Monty Williams, 6-year, $78.5 million deal with the Detroit Pistons that was signed last summer, made him the highest paid head coach in NBA history. The record barely lasted 1 month when the San Antonio Spurs gave Greg Popovich a 5-year extension worth more than $80 million. What a time to be a head coach in this league. Getting paid that much money, you're making better than some rookies are, even if they went out in the first round. These coaches are getting paid. And you know what? It's about time. I think coaches have been underpaid for a long time in this league. They deserve that big money, especially dealing with so many egos. So you know what? Shout out to all of these coaches. And I think Tom Thibodeau is about to be one of those coaches making top dollar. According to Bleacher Report, it's no surprise that Tom Thibodeau would want to get something done sooner rather than later, given the explosion in coaching salaries over the past year. Thibodeau's current deal with the Knicks runs through 2024-2025. Amek noted that his salary is in the range of $7 million per season right now. $7 million a season for a coach like Tom Thibodeau, who's led this Knicks team to postseason after postseason, and this year again, another postseason. He is successful. He deserves that money. He deserves a longer-term extension. And honestly, I'm surprised I'm saying this. He deserves to continue to be the head coach of the New York Knicks. Now, of course, you can make the argument that maybe a new voice, if they came in here, could coach this Knicks team better, utilize our depth better. Maybe that's the case. Maybe I can understand that. But right now, under Tom Thibodeau, the Knicks have one of the best defenses, if not the best defense, after the All-Star break in the entire NBA. That is something to say, because I can't remember the last time a Knicks team was able to say that or hold that type of a claim. The reason we can do that, the reason we have the team that we have right now, we are where we are right now, is not only due to the players that we have, it's also due to the coach, the way we're coached, the style of coaching. Tom Thibodeau style coaching has led the Knicks to where we are right now. So if you're happy with the Knicks, you're happy with the success, then you have to be happy with Tom Thibodeau. And I think his deal might equal, not exceed, but either equal or be a little bit under Greg Popovich. Because I think if Pop is getting that much from the Spurs, I think Leon Rose and the Knicks are going to show Tom Thibodeau that same type of loyalty and give him a similar deal and similar contract. And again, postseason success has to determine everything. If Tom Thibodeau leads this Knicks team to the Eastern Conference Finals this year, best believe his final deal with the New York Knicks is going to be an extremely long one and an extremely massive one. And after all the things we've just stated, everything we just explained, all his success, what he meant to this Knicks team, and what he's doing, I think it's hard not to say on some level, whether you're a fan of him or not, deserves this. He deserves the money, he deserves the contract, and he deserves to continue being the head coach for the New York Knicks, because the Knicks have actually responded under Tom Thibodeau. It's crazy to think about, but if you give Thibodeau players that he can utilize, talent that fits for what he does, and also stars, because you need stars to win in this league, give him Jalen Brunson, give him Julius Randle, give him a rising star in Dante DiVincenzo, another rising star in OG Anunoby, you get this. You get this type of Knicks team. You get this Knicks team looking like they look like right now. A legit contender. Tom Thibodeau, thank you. Leon Rose, double thank you to you. Not only for what you did for this Knicks team this year, but also what he saw before anyone else did a few years ago. That Tom Thibodeau was the perfect coach for this Knicks team headed into the future. That has not changed. And the reason for that is success. Have the Knicks continue to be successful under head coach Tom Thibodeau? If the answer to that is yes, then I think the extension, and if you're asking me if he deserves one, it's quite clear. Yes. But what about you guys? What do you think? Does Tom Thibodeau deserve a long-term extension with the New York Knicks? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.